Matt and CJ. I don't know where I should go. I'm stuck in traffic on the road. I got my down. The radio is tuned to KROX. Let's go. 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 Let's go.
It feels like the last day of school. Water balloon fights afterwards. Big party under the moon tower. I don't know, man.
They're getting ready to storm outside, too.
Okay. Cool. How was your big night out? You managed to go party last night.
I did.
Quote, unquote.
I went down to the Red River Entertainment District. Went to Mohawk last night. Went to go see a Beach Bunny. A band I was not very familiar with before the show. I took my daughter, who's 12 and was a big fan, and we went and had a blast.
Blast.
Yeah. Band.
It's a
was,
fun show. It's an artist we played on the station on some of our specialty shows. So.
That band is great. That band is not directed at me, right? It's younger, it's poppier. I was talking with a friend of mine who was there, who's in the music business, and we were talking about like, oh, there's definitely some like Liz Phair, Exile and Guyville. I can hear that here. And then we're like, oh, if Courtney Love was ever likable and approachable, I could hear that here. Do you remember a band called Belly? Belly? Feed the Tree, I think, was the one big breakout hit from Belly. And we were like, oh, there's a lot of Belly here. And then all of a sudden I was like, why do we keep trying to make this band
into something?
Some
we
other
grew
band.
Up with.
I was like,
yeah.
You know, the fact is, this band is really good and original on their own. The musicians are great. The front person, I wish I could remember her name right now, and she's great, just engaging and fun, and really had the audience going. And my daughter had an absolute blast. Went with my
That's
wife.
Awesome.
My wife had a good time. It was really fun, and they won over a new fan because I was like, oh, I really dig this. I dig it a whole lot, and it sang a lot for me to, especially as much music as we're exposed to. Generally, I'm like, oh, this is. I can see what happened. I can see who you listened to beforehand. I can see where you're cutting your music from. And then to me, it's the biggest compliment to go, nope, you're just your own thing, and kudos to you.
You are so less grumpy than you used to be, Matt Bearden.
I know. I know.
But more importantly, we had a conversation about our days going downtown. You had two places to eat, Best Worst or pizza. Usually
right.
The line at Best Worst was so long. If you didn't get out and around by Maggie Mae's before 12:30, 1 o'clock, you weren't going to get any.
Right.
Where did y'all go eat? What trailer food did you get?
My wife and my daughter split a slice of za from Hoboken.
Okay.
And they got in line at Hoboken Pies, and then they looked across the street and they're like, "Whoa, shawarma!" So they're like, "Let's
shawarma
split.
Point's good."
They're like, "Let's." It wasn't Shawarma Point. It was
just
called
a different Halal Bros.
It's just called Halal Shawarma, which is about as bland. I mean, you know what I mean? That's about as generic as you can get.
Yeah.
But there was just one dude in the bus hustling, getting out. Food was really good. So I went to the show with a full belly. I was not super into the opening act. And so I just kind of hid in the corner while my daughter and some of her friends were there too. I hid in the corner and like an old man, and I just drank beer. And I'm sure as young people walked by, they were like, "Oh my god,
who's this giant?"
I think they were just like, "What? Why is there a narc at our party?" And I ended up having a great time. I got a little lit up, and I had some fun. I saw some old friends I hadn't seen in a while.
Good.
Staff that's grown up over the years at the Mohawk, and then there's just the Mohawk, honestly. Just a really fun venue to see
it's
a show.
Venue.
Especially like last night, the weather was perfect. This cool breeze was coming across. Kids were moshing and jumping up and down, and it was just one of those kind of perfect nights where you're like, this feels like so much fun, and it's one of those things we've kind of missed out on over the last 2 years. But Mohawk has a great policy. You know, you pretty much got to show vax cards to get in. And I noticed about 50% of people still vax. I felt very comfortable. I'm, you know, triple vax now at this point. So felt great, and I had fun. And the most important part, it was Tuesday, so I got free parking.
Oh.
That's the age I'm at, where I'm like, how is the show? I got free
parking free on the street downtown.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today the greatest because it is Cat Herders Day. And as we all know, Matt Bearden is a known cat hater.
Hey.
A cat shovel murderer.
No.
You can look at Yelp. It is on the internet that you have talked about these things on the radio and such. But it's Cat Herders Day. It recognizes those whose life or job is to herd cats.
I think they just mean anybody who owns and cares for a cat is essentially default becomes a cat herder. Is that what they're saying?
Maybe. They seem cute, adorable, and innocent. How much trouble can they cause? In general, they can cause a lot of trouble, and that's why there's cat herders to take care of them. Honestly, there were just so many things that were kind of depressing today. I thought this would be a better segment to bring in just after we slagged kittens yesterday. And it was noted by my fiance. We had talked about you and I never wanting to have cats and how houses stink if you have cats.
And she took note of that because she is a cat person, would like to have a cat at the house, and was upset that that's what we were talking about.
I didn't say she was upset. I said it was noted that on radio I talked about my disdain for cats and their stink in your house that doesn't go away. So I thought today we would talk about something cuddly and cute, which
you
is
sure she
cat
was,
herders
you sure
day.
She wasn't upset?
Oh, no, she was fine, I'm sure.
Okay. Because yeah, she's a real emotional person. I don't know if you ever noticed that. You tell me all the time how emotional she is and how...
Don't, dude. Don't, dude.
You're about to lay on a bunch.
It is that weird time of year where she has like all these comedy events
so
and other things, so you never know when she's in the car.
I thought you were getting ready to say, it's that weird time of month where I was like, no, dude, I think she knows I'm joking. Don't you say that.
Oh, she did double down by getting her third booster or her booster and on that weird time of month. So that was...
My wife got her booster this week. And look... the first day of the booster. A lot of people haven't had too bad. It always makes me sick. My wife, nothing makes her sick. But last night after she got it, she was like, I'm just tired. She's like, I'm just feeling really tired and groggy.
Nice. Did she get the soreness and stuff?
Yeah, you get sore in your arm.
That's still
the biggest
bothering
thing.
My fiance is like, she can't move. But, or I guess what's also bothering her is me just saying I never want to own a cat.
You have to
give
in. This is the thing about marriage, is that at some point you're going to have to get in. Luckily, cats usually only live for like 17 or 18 years. So
longest. And you know what a control freak and how paranoid I am with my puppies and dogs, having had Miles, who was paralyzed, and just like cats like live every, they roam around your house, neighborhood. You can't just.
I know.
How many times a day do I check my Furbo to see what my dogs are doing? You can't do that with cats. It'll drive me insane.
I think you can go to like the animal shelter over here and they have a cat pettery where you can go in and just, you know, touch cats, play with cats. Then you can donate money to help out the cats before they've been. And then maybe, will that suffice? No,
see some cats on the weekends, you know?
She's going to want it even more. And it's funny that we're having this kind of quote unquote fight now, because the last time I made her upset to where something was quote unquote noted, she noted that I was like, I don't want to have two kids. If we have one kid, I don't want to have two. And she's like, Oh, we don't even have one yet, man.
Solution. I just came up to a solution.
Okay.
You can find a study that says anything. There's studies out there that say smoking is good for you. I guarantee you there's a study out there that says having cats in a house with a child is harmful. And I would find that and just go, I think we should get a cat. I worry because we had talked about maybe having a baby, but maybe if we're putting the baby off for a couple of years.
Toxoplasmosis could kill them.
Yeah, because then when she gets it in her mind that it might delay baby in the house, then the cat's going to go away. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Today is the greatest.
Today is the greatest because we solved the cat problem at CJ's house.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Okay, Spinny, come on out. Come on, get.
Hey.
That's right. Time for Spentertainment once a day. We let Spencer out of the dungeon. He entertains us. He gets to stay with us and play.
Yay.
If not, back into the production room with you.
Well, I got some news for everybody.
You're all going to die.
No. Nothing that grave.
Nothing that positive from coming from Spencer.
It says here, Kraft will pay you $20 not to make cheesecake for Christmas. They are having a cream cheese shortage. And if you buy any other Kraft product that's not cream cheese, they will give you a $20 voucher for it.
What?
Oh, yeah.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
A cream
First
cheese?
First of all,
weird,
it's a bummer. Yeah. Isn't cream cheese like...
delicious?
Well, no, but doesn't all cheese come from cream cheese and then cream cheese is aged into other cheeses? So how can you have a cream cheese shortage if it's the
It's not Kraft cream cheese, Matt.
Yeah.
Does Kraft even make cream cheese?
I don't know.
I will say after cleaning...
They own Philadelphia. They own Philadelphia
entire
cream
city?
Cheese. So yeah, no. Come on. For just a few days this holiday season, a limited number of people will be able to spend a $20 voucher on dessert and charge it to Kraft, owner of Philadelphia cream cheese, like I said earlier.
I will say there was no shortage or no problem buying it for that company party we had at my house on Friday. Because I did the Philadelphia cream cheese with the pepper jelly on top.
Oof.
Real simple. Everyone loves that.
I got you. The lazy man's hors d'oeuvre plate.
Precisely.
At
some point, someone had knocked that over. And so the next day, there was just a dried spot the dogs kept licking. And it was just cream cheese and pepper jelly on the floor. No shortage from what I've seen, so there's got to be something else deeper to this.
No, maybe.
There is a shortage. I think they're taking this as a marketing sort of opportunity to get their name out there even more. We all know what Kraft is, but here's how it works. If you're interested in this offer, you got to visit their special website set up by Kraft. And then on December 17th and 18th, up to 18,000 of you will be able to nab the right to get reimbursement for a holiday treat. So it's nowhere near as exciting as it sounded initially. They're obviously trying to make sure they don't have to put out too much money.
Hey, let's boiler room corner the market on this thing and just get all those Kraft vouchers right now and become rolling in, not the dough.
Cream.
The cream, the cheese.
I don't want to be the known as
cash
the
rules
the guys,
everything around me.
The guys who are rolling in cream sounds sexual.
I said that in a Wu-Tang sense.
Sounds kind of hot.
Okay.
delicious.
Well, I guess it's a tragedy for Kraft, and I feel bad for them.
This
just sounds like a way to get my email address.
Exactly. Oh, now they're going to start harvesting data too. Thanks, Kraft.
Everybody harvests data.
I know.
In fact, the only business that doesn't harvest data is the Just Matt and CJ show, which harvests nothing.
That's right.
Listeners, friends.
Hit us up at Just Matt and CJ online.
Yeah, send us your email address.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Time for parent pickup. I scour the internet, find good stuff for you heroes out there, picking up kids in the pickup line at school, but of general interest to everyone, and I think this one definitely checks all those boxes. Best Christmas movies for families out on Netflix right now. Most of them are Netflix. I got a couple more for you. The big hit this year is A Boy Called Christmas. I will tell you that it is Bearden family approved. My kids.
Did you wear your same jammies while watching it?
No. My kids pretty much loved it. Even my daughter, who rolls her eyes at everything and generally goes, I have to go to the bathroom. And
she's at the cool age now.
Disappears in the middle of a movie, never to return. My son had a really good time on it, and he thoroughly enjoyed it. So Boy Called Christmas has been kind of the big hit of this season. There's a pretty good chance your family's probably already caught it if you're Netflix subscribers, because it really took off. Something you may have missed that came out kind of the exact same time is a shorter movie. It's only about 30 minutes, called Robin Robin. It's an animated feature about a little robin that's, I think, adopted by elves or something. I've read a couple of reports. They say it's fantastic. I love the fact that it's 30 minutes because sometimes we want to sit down and do something with the family, but then I want the family stuff to be out of the way so I can hang out with Ma so we can watch some Love Island or something.
Do your own
dumb fun
stuff, yeah. Or so, Austin's 21 single, whatever the hell.
Yeah. Another one that's gotten some really good reviews is David and the Elves. Heads up and a warning, it is a Polish movie, which means generally you'd watch it with subtitles, but you can also...
And get smacked in the back of your head by a grandfather randomly every now and then.
I don't know what that means.
I have a Polish-German family. So there we go.
Well, I was going to say that also it you can do that, but also you can just get it with the dubbed. It's going to be annoying for you to watch, but I've learned about kids is They don't care how crappy the production work is on something. They just want to. They just want to turn their brains off. So I hear it's actually a really good tale. It's actually there's some lessons for kids in there. Just came out about a week ago, and it's pretty good. There's also Jingle Jangle, which came out last year. A lot of people missed it. I think it's really, really good. Play that clip from him if you don't mind.
Once upon a time, lived the greatest inventor that ever there was, Jeronicus Jangle.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas indeed!
Jangle, for the last 30 years, you've been promising something sensational.
I need more time.
Either come up with the money you've borrowed by Christmas, or show me the revolutionary invention you once promised.
I would lose everything.
That's Forrest Whitaker, you heard. It's also got Felicia Rashad. Mm. Keegan-Michael Key plays the bad guy, and he's good as
awesome.
A bad guy.
I want to see him do stuff.
It was really fun. My kids liked it. I'm going to be honest with you, as an adult, a little long in the tooth. They could have sped it up a bit, but it was great. And then, finally, I'm going to say to you, there is a Christmas Shaun the Sheep that's out that's fun. And then every year, the Bearden family does Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas Special. I think now it's available on Disney. I think Disney bought all the Muppet properties. But every year, my family has just gone and found it free on YouTube where somebody else has just ripped it from the internet and put it there.
Yep.
And we've watched it, and it's become one of our traditions. It moves slower because it's an older movie from even from before I was a kid. It's old. But my kids enjoy it, and I force them to watch it because it's soft and nice and has good lessons in it. That's today's Parent Pickup.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
You know what? Let's keep it going. Another rendition of CJ's Fat.
Yes.
Maybe too fat if I'm going to compromise something that most people think could possibly be disgusting to eat. Question for the panel, the audience, my faithful friend and co-host, Matt Bearden. If you had a delicious apple cinnamon strudel snack, or say any yummy cookie of your favorite, just sitting in a package, ready to be eaten, it's still fresh, it's not expired, but you happen to notice after microwaving it for only 15 seconds that there were a couple little tiny live sugar ants crawling on it, would you still eat it? Would you? You'd eat it, right? You just knock the ants off and it's still good?
I'm sorry, I gotta back up a step. I'm just confused by apple strudel or your other favorite cookie. Do you consider an apple tart or something to be a cookie?
No. Not. I'm just saying, I know you like your cookies, so I'm just trying to make this content relatable.
Now I feel better.
Okay.
Secondly, are you the kind of person that microwaves a honey bun?
No, I was actually making these for my fiance, and I was like, oh, honey, there's some little sugar ants on it, which occasionally pop into the house. They'll crawl on... They're sugar and they're real tiny. They'll crawl on sweet things. They survive 10 seconds in the microwave. So I was just going to knock them off. And she was like, ew, no, throw that away. And I'm like, but they're.
No, I would never throw that away.
Yeah.
You know how there's a, they call it the 5 second rule or whatever, if you drop bologna on the floor or something like that.
Yeah.
If it's cookies or ice cream, candy. There's no second rule. I'm eating it. I don't care what it is.
If there's an ant on it, okay, good. I feel much better about this.
Now, I would look to see that there wasn't like a colony of ants that had burrowed into the side somehow.
And
like
come out during the actual microwaving.
I'd break it in
half
and just look for a nest. But we recently had some kind of weird moth thing that happened in our pantry. I don't know. Some kind of weird...
They were hiding in like a box of... pancake mix or something?
They were in the flour. And then I was I needed some flour for something. I thought, well, I'm cooking anyway. So I just kind of moved the moths around and then cooked.
Oh, that almost does make me, because then there's like little moth larva.
And then I threw it. Well, there's larva in everything you're eating. I'm going to be honest with you right now. There's all kinds of back. There's weird stuff. You know, heat it up. It'll be fine. And I threw it. I threw the rest away. And then I've noticed that like four other things that I opened up recently, I'm like, the other day I opened up a completely sealed, never opened package of pasta, and like nine moths flew out. And I was like, oh, I think we've got a bigger problem than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to go through and take basically all of our dry goods and everything.
They were just living in them.
Everything got 86. I'm guessing. I mean, I didn't even go through package after package. I just pretty much thought,
At this point, I'll
eat moths. I don't care. It bothers my wife. So a lot of stuff got 86. If it wasn't in a can, basically, it got chunked.
Okay, good. I feel less of a complete disgusto for still possibly wanting to eat those last night.
Did you eat it?
No, I tossed them out.
Well, because they were for her,
and I was still going to save them. But at this point, I was like, oh, well, now it's...
You should have eaten it, dude.
I should have, too.
The other thing is, guess who doesn't care about moths?
Or ants?
Dogs. Or you got two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you get them a little hot
apple strudel sugary treat?
For a dog.
There you go. Yeah, no worries. Okay, well, I'm not the only one that does that, and it makes me feel a little better. Fellow bug eater Matt. Well, we'll have to add that to Punishment Plinko.
This is a very first world thing that you're talking about, because the rest of the world is like, why would you throw away food because something touched it? It's food.
You're going to heat it
food
up.
Food is scarce, and you need to eat it. Yeah.
And they're just little tiny ants. They're cute. They're probably good for you. Remember that movie with Sean Connery, Medicine Man? That's how they solved cancers, because ants crawled on the sugar that was in his leaf that went in his tea, but then they burned the whole thing down.
I'm confused.
Has anyone heard of the movie Medicine Man in the last 20 years?
You.
Okay.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Time for Matt Recommends. I pull something from my life that I think might help you with your life. I'm actually headed out pretty soon to go do a little inward journey. Uh-huh. Recommend it for everyone out there.
That's very deep.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this, everybody. This is the time of year getting ready to come up where everyone starts making those New Year's resolutions. And for some reason, so many of us turn our New Year's resolutions into pain points. I am going to lose weight. I'm going to work out more. I'm going to eat less of the foods I like. They always seem to be some kind of torture. And I always say, hey, find the things that bring you happiness and start making a list. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
What does it say?
I just, how you started this, you're...
Okay,
you're
I see. You're making fun of me.
Just being mature, you know? Mature CJ.
I hear you. Figure out... good things that you like in your life, make a list of those, and try to do more of those in the new year, because a happier you is generally going to be a better you in the long run. I'm headed out. I like to make a little list at the end of the year. Here's all the stuff that kind of went wrong. Here's the things that went right. Make a little, a self-audit of the year, especially because the last 2 years, let's be honest.
They've been bizarre.
They have sucked.
Yeah.
You know, chode. And I'm looking for a better 2022, because 2020 sucked. 2021, no better.
It was rough.
Can't believe how much worse it actually got. Mm-hmm. And then, I want this next one to be good. But one of the things I do, and I do it from time to time, is I will get in the old vehicle, and I will just kind of aimlessly drive for a bit. It's a great time to get inside of your head and think through a lot of that stuff. And that's the journey inward. A lot of you, I know you got problems. You're like, hey, I don't have time for that. I got no time. Hopefully you got a partner who can watch the kids one day. You split. Doesn't happen for a long time. You can even just, drive out to Taylor. Oh, you can't get a red hot dog out there anymore, can you? But there's some great barbecue.
You might be able to.
Just sometimes getting out of the city a little bit. Seeing
the actual stars.
Well, that's like a trip. I'm just saying, sometimes I'll just take a Sunday afternoon. Blow off all the football games. You'll be able to check the scores when you get home. And just point the car in a direction, drive for a while, think inside of your head, come back, and make lists. Be better to your mate, your spouse, your kids, whatever it is you got in your life. And that's a good way to be. What do you think?
I think that's a good Matt Recommends.
You think I'm sounding too twee?
No, I've started doing this more over the years in keeping list of like what the big events and memes and things and stuff like that were, but it led me to doing a little more, not journaling, but just like on this day we had these friends over for this, this day I went to this concert, and it makes me feel good. And then at times when I'm feeling bummery or I didn't do as much, the next year when those things come up, I can be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm gonna be more likely to say yes to things I wouldn't.
Yeah, I've got some friends that do stuff called bullet journaling. They're not really writing like Dear Diary. They just kind of write down bullet points of their day. But I'm way too lazy to do something where I'm doing it every day or even every week.
It gets difficult to do.
That's why I just kind of get to the end of the year and I find a day toward the end of the year where I can sneak away for a little bit and then just write down.
Reflect on your year.
Yeah. Hey, here's my year. Here's what I did. Because it's really easy just to start stretching each year into each day into the next and each year into the next. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I think I'm at the end of it. So it's good to, you know, stop down a little bit here in the next week or two and make those lists, figure out what went wrong this year, where were the good things, and figure out a way to get more of those good things.
What do I want to cut out from the year before? What behaviors, attitudes, kind of things can I do to do that?
I always feel good when I hang with a couple of my bros, even if it's just like dinner, drinks, something like that.
Yeah.
But I always put that stuff off because I'm like, I need to be doing dad stuff. I need to be doing husband stuff. I need to be spending more time with the fam. I don't need to go do that. But the fact is, whenever I do that, I feel recharged when I go out with my bros, right?
Yeah, it
makes always
it easier.
Feel better. And I tend to be a nicer person to be around afterwards. So it's actually a good thing to do for my fam. So those are the kind of things.
There we go. Matt recommends unwind, reflect, maybe write some goals for the new year.
Do it. Don't be afraid. One note card's all you need. Don't go crazy. Don't start writing out 80 items. Hell, I'll probably do 5. That's it.
You can also do the CJ method and just drop some psychedelics under your tongue and just let your Ring doorbell camera record everything you do for the next 5 hours. It works just as well, I think.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Oh, well, the punishment Plinko has finally caught up with me. And last night I had to do a couple of things. That was basically 10 minutes of sickening torture. And I kid you not. Did y'all get the photos I showed you?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Did you get those?
I didn't understand what was going on.
You don't understand what this is?
Ugh. No, I mean, I'm just confused because
Yucky. Thanks,
the whole point is you're supposed to do these in the studio so we can videotape them and the audience can hear you going through it. Did you throw up? Is that what that is? Is that vomit?
Yeah. It was no joke. 10 minutes of miserable hell. I'm going to explain this before we play this video on air as much as I can. I took just a chest of like smaller Lego pieces I had.
Okay.
Very easy. I dumped them out in a path, and then I had my cinnamon. And no, it was not sugar and cinnamon. I want you to see this.
Thank you.
So I took a couple steps, ow, it hurts. I gave an intro. I took a thing full of the cinnamon and put it in my mouth. Then I started to go, hup. Started to dry heave a little and then lost it and then slipped and fell into a pile of Lego and liquid and squirmed around for a while and then kind of like, it was like, and then finally kind of got up and I was like, all right, I'm okay. Now I'm okay. And then I went,
are you?
I just lost everything. Lost everything. Mind you, while on my hands and knees in my hallway on a pile of Legos.
Your
and
knees on the Legos.
Liquid vomit.
I don't know if I can believe any of this story.
Hey,
well,
watch that.
It's literally what happened. And then afterwards, I got up and I kind of was like, well, this has been disgusting, but I got a Johnny Knoxville this. Like, what would the guys from Jackass do? So I took another spoonful of cinnamon, pounded it down. Immediately threw up again afterwards.
Damn, dude, what the hell?
Brushed stuff away, went over to where I didn't have my tripod, so I had the camera propped up on a chair, and went and got the video, which I was going to send to Dylan to edit today.
Poor man.
But I think the video we have should be sufficient enough, so I'm going to play for you the hilarious video.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm seeing your hallway.
Your fingers.
Yeah, you're going in and out of focus.
Perfect.
The bathroom looks nice and clean. That's it? That's the video you recorded?
The goddamn video didn't record. So there was 10 minutes of stuff that we could have pieced together that was gross, disgusting, and I knew y'all were going to be like, you didn't really do it. When I did, I made myself.
He didn't do it.
I don't think you did.
There's
no evidence of you putting that spoon in your mouth.
Look at my face. Can you not see the burst capillaries out of my like eyes and mouth from puking?
No, I can't.
Spencer, I knew this was going to happen.
He didn't do this, did he?
Probably not.
He just threw some stuff on the ground. I was like, see where I vomited?
See, I initially thought you just knocked over another plant like
at
the
Friday. Look at my teeth.
Well, what's wrong with
your
teeth?
Look at what is in my teeth. There was cinnamon stuck everywhere.
Nah, it's just vomit.
I think that's a dip. I think he was dipping last night is what that was.
Ooh, CJ, man, that's why we're supposed to be there, so we have a control.
That doesn't look like vomit and cinnamon and Lego mix.
No idea what that is.
Nah, cinnamon would probably...
So you eat Legos now?
This is such crap.
It's not crap. Why don't you do this stuff in the studio like you're supposed to? We have a thing going on.
Because I said I'm not going to go and throw up and do this in the studio. I said I was going to make myself throw up. Look at this.
I don't believe it.
My dog is scared.
No, your dog's like...
This is such crap.
Oh, Dad, are you going to do that thing again where you pretend to hit in... what's a dog's accent? How does it go?
Are you going to...
Depends on where from.
I can't do this.
That was miserable, and I was so pissed I didn't get video. And then I was like, oh, well, it'll be funny that I screwed up and didn't get the video. But now it's not funny because you don't even believe that I did this.
Nobody believes
this.
It
was just a horrible setup.
It was
just a
setup.
He doesn't want to do the tortures.
You've seen you do other challenges. You like to cheat.
That's not a cheat, though.
You cheated on the other challenge.
I puked all over and swam in Lego throw up with Legos on my knees, like sharp little pieces that I couldn't separate.
Nobody believes this.
This is such crap. You want to come home and evaluate and check my trash can?
No, I want you to come to the studio and do the punishments in the studio like we agreed to.
You want me to puke in the studio with a bunch of microphone equipment?
If
you
that
think
happens,
that's funny and cool?
Great.
Sounds awesome.
But if you, I'm not going to require you to vomit. But when you're like, I vomited. There's pieces of Lego in there. You want me to believe that we eat Lego?
What? No. I walked on Lego and then ate the cinnamon and puked on it.
Of course, I don't know that because I have no video proof of that.
Because my stupid phone didn't work. My camera didn't work. I walked up to it and it said 0.00.
Was your fiance there at the time?
No, she wasn't.
Damn it.
Oh, so nobody was there to witness this.
Okay, come smell the cinnamon puke of my house. All right, if you want to do that. Or come look in my trash can.
Yeah, officer.
I had to throw away some of these Lego pieces. I had to get rid of them because they were just saturated in disgusting puke.
Yeah, so there's no way I could be a drug dealer, sir.
This is such bull crap. I'm not doing this again.
You're a liar.
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Spider-Man No Way Home coming to theaters, I believe, this weekend. And originally getting a lot of crap talk from the critics due to the trailer. Some people were excited. Some say it was going to be big and overblown. But no, now the official media nerds that get to go to the early public press screenings have said No Way Home is a triumphant trilogy ender.
Wow, triumphant, huh?
Several people very excited. They said it's going to be hard to live up to the expectations of this film, but they have mattered to do it. With Peter Parker, Doctor Strange, and all the mix of what's going to start happening in the new Marvel world. So they said they absolutely loved it. But here's my whole point of bringing this in is why don't I get to go to these early movie screenings? I'm in media.
You are, but
we talk about this stuff.
Have you reached out to any PR companies? Have you established yourself?
Don't they need to reach out to me?
Yeah, that's kind of not how the world works.
I'm the famous media person. Little lowly PRP on.
Here's the issue.
I'm the Captain CJ Morgan from 101X.
I understand that, and you really are famous in your own mind. The problem is if you were as famous as you think you are, well, then the PR companies would already know about you. But I think instead, you make a little effort. Put yourself out there, baby.
Yeah, man. Okay, you know what? Fine, I'll do that. That way I can be
still
just
not
like
let you into those things,
this
dude.
Guy with a 1,000 Twitter followers and a blue check still gets to go see Spider-Man the day before, but I don't! My point being the movie looks, sounds amazing, and the critics that hate on everything say it's good. So there you go. Simple, clean, easy. That's
Sweet.
Your nerd report.
That's exciting.
Go see Spider-Man No Way Home.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Great news. Round Rock, you're getting ready to get a whole lot more hits on fight videos.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's right. A lot more fights and a lot more fight videos are coming to the Round Rock area.
Why and how? Because they have more bars and...
downtown areas?
No, because a permit was just pulled by one Waffle House Corporation to build a brand new Waffle House, the first ever in Round Rock. Waffle House, of course, has had the best fight videos on the internet for quite some time. Now, I want to say the press release came out about this, and it says, let's see if I can pull it up here, some of the things that it tells me that Waffle House is known for. Waffle House, founded in 1955, it boasts more than 1,000 locations across 25 states, and it's best known for its diner-style breakfasts, which include an array of options from omelets to smothered hash browns, meaty sides, grits, and yes, waffles galore. That's not what Waffle House is best known for. Waffle House is known for girls holding their girlfriend's hair out of their face while they puke in the parking lot. A security guard saying, y'all get y'all's drunk asses out of here.
Dudes bowing up.
And then fights galore, where, by the way, the staff seems to land some pretty damn good punches.
That's the biggest difference between maybe Jim's, IHOP, and Waffle House is the Waffle House employees seem to not give a F about jumping over that counter and getting some licks in or doing it.
They never started. It's just that once you've crossed the line and you've decided I'm going to head into the kitchen area and start swinging.
Oh, you're done.
Waffle House employees seem to be, I feel like Waffle House has secretly put out a message from their lawyers saying, we got your back, bruh.
Also,
we got your back.
Let me tell you a little hint. They haven't been drinking. They're wearing non-slip shoes back there because a kitchen at a restaurant can be very messy. And
also, they're already fired up from being on the damn griddle all night long, and they can't wait to put you in your place.
Mistake waiting to happen, but I'm excited.
There are currently three Waffle Houses in the area. There's the OG down there by the airport. Then you go a little further north and kind of on between Austin and Manor, right out here on 290. There's also one in the Pflug. And now, boom, completing the forepost, if you will, up there in Round Rock near A.W. Grimes and 45, which means all of these are still east of the freeway, the best side of the freeway. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing some really good quality videos. Plus, I know a lot of you are going to get that new iPhone 13 that has that cinematic view. You're going to be getting that for the holidays. I expect to see you pulling
some
focus.
Good fight videos.
Fight videos always landscape. Need to be in landscape.
We need to see what's happening.
I need to be able to see the guy coming out of the corner.
Yes.
I need to see who's falling over
who's
there on
throwing
the side.
Something from...
Stop just focusing an old portrait version on just the two people bowing up, because always there's a good side hustle happening.
There's
as well.
Always someone that's just standing there patiently, kind of like this with their hands, just waiting, and then they come in out of nowhere and land an epic sucker punch that usually knocks out the dude who's been yelling really racist crap.
Yeah,
we need to see all that.
Also, remember how Paul Thomas Anderson shoots stuff in nice widescreen? Generally, one of my favorite things about a Waffle House fight video is Waffle House is known for having that giant long counter that's there, and there's generally somebody completely minding their own business, and they don't move. The entire fight happens, and you never see them flinch.
Like, nah,
you don't see them look over.
Nah,
they're
I came
like,
here for food.
They're
I'm
like,
sitting.
I got two eggs, two meat, two hash brown, and I'm going to eat it,
and I
got to get out of here, and y'all are not messing with my day. You're not messing with my day. Anyway, congrats, Waffle House.
Woo.
We're glad to have you.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
One of the great things about the internet is they now take a high school yearbook of the memories of things that happened and put it out there for us. I found something at BuzzFeed that goes over the big things of this year that you might have missed. And because you and I are doing our best to not be chuggy or cringe, I thought I would see if we remember any of these things. Here they are. Everyone was obsessed with Bridgerton. I know about that. My fiance watched it. Was your wife a Bridgerton gal?
When we say everyone, do we mean everyone or do we mean 50.5% of the population?
We mean what BuzzFeed refers to as everyone in these things. So...
My wife loved Bridgerton. She was really taken aback by the hot dudes and all the hugging and kissing. She loved it. I didn't know what it was about. She tried to paint it as, it's going to be sort of like the like a period drama or whatever. Mm. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, you mean I'm going to get my period from watching this?
Yeah, it's a lot of kiss and squeezing. Yeah, it's some romance.
It was not for me.
I, out of something similar, I preferred a show called The Great, which kind of focused on...
I heard it was good. I never saw it.
I really like that one of the two, kind of Victorian-ish. One, of course, in Russia, one in England. I don't know. Nudity in both, though, right? A little bit nudity.
I don't know. I saw 10-20 minutes maybe of Bridgerton, and then I was like, this one's for you, babe.
There
See
you go.
I'm out.
I remember this one very well because my Photoshop was still working. All the memes of Bernie Sanders at Biden's inauguration.
Yeah, with the gloves.
The Bernie mittens was wonderful. JoJo Siwa came out and joined the LGBTQ community. I don't know who that is. Should I?
Huge. Like, TikTok, YouTube, she wears big giant bows in her hair. You shouldn't know.
Because huge, I don't have, like, you don't have, you have a kid that's a teen. So.
And it's actually even younger than tween. I mean, it's kind of young kids that really get into JoJo Siwa.
Okay, no clue there. The big thing, framing Britney Spears documentary and the hashtag Free Britney movement.
Yeah, didn't see it. Wasn't aware. I mean, I'm understanding because I read the news. I'm not an idiot. But
well, you know, my fiance and one of her best friends, Whitney, they love that stuff. So Every time there was a new Britney rabbit hole for us to go down, and when I say us, I mean because I have to read and talk about this stuff. So
right.
I felt like I was on top of that. Speaking of, we have Justin Timberlake's weak apology to Britney and Janet Jackson. I guess that made some people mad.
I don't remember that one either. No offense, but I'm not necessarily always hunting down JT news.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's bombshell interview on Oprah. Don't remember the interview. Remember photoshopping some memes.
Yeah.
So that's all I know from that.
That's how you work.
Little Nas X's Satan shoes and the whole controversy that followed.
Oh yeah, there's blood.
He had blood in his shoes.
I
enjoy Little Nas X not just musically, but because he's learned how to turn the pearl clutchers into an advertising agency for him.
He's doing the same kind of trolling that Marilyn Manson was doing, but he's doing it in a much more fun way.
Yeah.
He makes me genuinely laugh. I like the dude.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Very delightful. Also, pants ripped open on SNL, and he had to hold his dinger closed for a good chunk of that. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Speaking of SNL, this is one of my fiance's favorites. Bowen Yang as the iceberg that sank the Titanic on SNL. I heard that was one of the big bits. I don't specifically remember that one. The Friends reunion. Is that a thing you're into?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it had happened. They had a Friends reunion?
Dolly Parton recreating her 1978 Playboy photo cover. I don't remember that. I also learned this year, I'm going to try to use medical terminology since we are on the radio, but I never knew that Dolly Parton didn't have real honkers.
Is that your medical terminology?
Yeah, isn't that the polite way to say it?
It is, actually.
But I mean, not that there's anything wrong with fake honkers. Versus real knockers. But I didn't know that as a kid and a big Dolly fan. There was the drama over who will host Jeopardy in the whole replacing
I remember
Alex
that.
Trebek
Did they
thing.
Ever land on a new host, or are they still just going to rotate through all that?
I thought it was the dude who was winning a lot. Isn't he hosting? Are they still going through that? The three-way kiss between Tahkidi Wadi, Rita Ora, and Tessa Thompson. I saw that on the internet, didn't remember anything about it.
I literally don't know what you just said to me. Was that in English?
Yes, very much so. Celebrities talking about how much they do or don't bathe.
I remember that.
That was a thing for a hot minute.
That was.
And this one was fun because this was the last time my Photoshop worked, and I was taking quotes from very dark movies and different slots of his face. But when Steve from Blue's Clues returned to let us know where he's been, what he's been doing, that sort of thing.
So that's what BuzzFeed is telling us are the top moments of the year?
Those are some of the top moments that we might have forgot how huge they were thanks to the internet.
I get that that's not on a national level. Locally, I still think the biggest event of the year...
The freeze.
...was us spending a week trapped inside.
Yeah.
Me cutting down a tree in my backyard to burn it so that I could keep my family warm.
I had to ice proof my vehicle to get to and from work.
Yeah.
I had to rescue friends from their home because they had no water, no power, nothing like that. Yeah, that's definitely the biggest our area wise.
Oh,
has to be.
Absolutely.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Well, it's time for people behaving badly, and today it's a Delaware bank robber.
Ooh, right. What did he do?
Well,
rob a bank.
Thing. Well, that's the big part, is the robbing of the bank kind of makes him the bad person. But altogether, just not good at even his job. He's behind bars. He ditched the money he'd stolen from a Wells Fargo. He just didn't do a great job of it. You know, a lot of times you got to be careful with the money. It can have those ink packs that explode in there.
Yeah, yeah. Or traceable by what pallet you took it from.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff. He kind of made a critical error. The guy's name is McRoberts Williams, which is terrible because it sounds like, I don't know, Grimace had sex with his mother. I don't know how you get the name McRoberts. What happened? The Hamburglar used to date your mom? McRoberts Williams, he's accused of robbing a Williamton Wells Fargo bank last Saturday morning. Made off with an undisclosed amount of cash. According to state police, the suspect fled the bank on foot and then he made a critical error and he got caught. are you ready for the critical error?
Yeah, I feel like we need to know.
He ran to the outside of the building and he immediately deposited the money in the ATM.
Oh, I bet he thought he had it all figured out, though. That they wouldn't know the money he just stole was put into their very own ATM.
Yeah, Newcastle County Bank actually was the ATM. So it was across the parking lot. It was a neighboring bank. And they immediately alerted authorities because they had a suspicious deposit, which was, well, tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of dollars in cash, which is not how people usually do stuff. Now, you might go to the drive-through if you have a corporate account, something like that. But generally, individuals, especially people whose bank account usually has a monthly, you know, a daily balance of maybe $100, and suddenly there's $100,000 in there.
You get reported anything over 10 that you deposit?
That is correct. Basically, they seem suspicious. The cops showed up. They saw this. They said, well, let's look at it. And you have a camera. And sure enough, when they saw the camera, they saw McRoberts Williams running with a bag from the Wells Fargo across the parking lot up to the ATM and then deposit. Have you ever deposited cash at an ATM?
It takes a minute because it's got to suck each bill through.
It takes a hot minute to do. And he deposited thousands of dollars in cash slowly over the next 10 minutes.
How do you even rob a bank anymore? Is it armored cars you want to knock off? Dude, I got to figure this out.
I don't know. I almost hate to call this guy the people behaving badly because he's, I don't know,
probably in a desperate situation.
He's also just sort of a hero.
It's FDIC insured.
I love when somebody is this bad at their job and it makes me kind of happy. You know what I mean? It's just like, you could have just run home with it or something, but no.
You're getting talked about by two shock jocks 800 plus miles away.
And probably in his mind, he was like, oh my God, I've cracked the code. Nobody has ever come up with this genius idea
of giving the money right back because by the time it all gets sorted.
Once it's deposited, it's mine, and then nobody knows. I can't get caught with the money at that point. Guess what? He did get caught. Now he is, well, he's being held on a $6,000 bond. Guess what? He doesn't have the $6,000, so he'll be hanging out in jail for a little bit longer. Anyway, my hat's off to you, McRoberts Williams, who I want to call Robert McWilliams, but I can't because your mother named you McRobert. McRobert Williams, you're a hero, sir, and you're today's people behaving badly. America, America, this is
you. 101X, Matt and CJ.
It's that time of day on Just Matt and CJ, the time to
win something.
And I have done the most exciting thing I can think of, which is just gather all the crap in front of me. So 512-835-1015, 512-831-0015. I have two 12-packs of Rambler sparkling water. I've got a Rambler t-shirt. I've got some 101X swag. Oh, and a case of the Frank's Red Hot Michelada. Of course, you got to be over the age of 21 to win this, and you got to play one of my dumb games.
You really kind of loaded it up. This is a big prize, actually.
It's a big prize, and it's a combination of stuff that has been sitting up front because you know the rules. Someone doesn't pick it up. It's got to go to the next person. We got to get this stuff out before the holidays. So your chance to win that right now. Again, to play the game, I just picked something right in front of me, which happens to be a pack of peanut butter M&Ms. Caller, who's this?
Hello, this is Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy? What's up, man? Are you over the age of 21?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right, so here's the deal. I've got a pack of peanut butter M&Ms I just opened. They have yellow, brown, blue, green, red, orange M&Ms inside. Which one am I going to pour in my hand to eat right now?
Orange.
Orange. Let's see the color. I accidentally poured a orange, a red, a blue, and a yellow. But the yellow did come first, so technically you're wrong. Caller, who's this?
Hey, my name is Terry.
All right. Did you hear how this stupid game I just made up off the top of my head goes?
I was calling when you said we were going to play a stupid game, so no.
Yeah. Okay. He's going to squeeze an M&M out of his pack, and he needs to know. Don't pour it. Don't pour it so you won't make the same mistake. Okay. Just kind of feel it and squeeze it out of the pack.
I got
there.
It. I figured it
no,
out.
No, you haven't
Trial
figured
and error.
It out. You're an idiot. We need to know what color is going to come out. Is it orange, blue, red, green, or brown?
What kind of M&Ms are they? Just regular?
Ooh, peanut butter. The good stuff.
Oh. Okay. Brown.
Oof, we got an orange. So sorry.
Sorry, brother.
All right. Hey, caller. It is all
What's
up to
up,
you.
Man? Trying to win.
All right, man. What color M&M am I about to squeeze out of this bag of M&Ms? Yellow,
green.
Brown, blue.
No. Do you say blue or green?
Green.
He says green, dude.
Let me find a green one in here. There are no more green ones. So you know what? You're the winner anyways.
Hey!
Congratulations. Hey! We just want to go home.
Hey, everyone, come
take a ride with me. Okay. Ah, gotcha. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. That's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. Just Matt and CJ win something.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Hey, it's tonight. Oh, my goodness. I can't even talk.
We don't even know what time it is, honestly. We're stuck in this dark, cold studio.
I want to say that the robots are coming to murder you, is what I'm trying to say.
No!
Well, not if some of the nations in the UN have something to say about it. In fact, they're all meeting right now. We're talking about something called killer robots. And actually, a lot of countries that are part of the United Nations have an agreement on weapons. And they've been meeting this week on the thorny issue of what are called lethal autonomous weapons systems, laws, if you will, but they're colloquially known as killer robots, and they want to limit them or ban them. They say that in the future we'll be able to have things like tanks, and the tanks will have an AI, and they'll be able to detect human faces. And a nation that has this technology will be able to...
Do you comply?
Yeah,
Do
exactly.
Do you comply?
You're kind of joking, but there is a real, you know, kind of RoboCop thing coming that's
scary.
Right on the horizon. And they're saying, look, this is even more dangerous than, like, nuclear weapons or whatever. If you possess this technology, you essentially possess the power to take over any country because their entire peoples will be... caught, and what do? You can send in these small robots that can, these sometimes are the size of, you know, like a...
Paper clips. They're little tiny nanobots that can actually
can fly
in the wind.
And get right in your face and then blow up on you or whatever. So a couple of countries have said, look, we've got to do something about this. So there's a something called the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, which is... perhaps the least science-y, I don't know, UN-sounding name I've heard. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. And they're trying to tackle all of these issues to make it, I don't know, safer? Can we call it safer?
I guess we're at that point where we need to start having these conversations with the invention of the hydrogen atomic, the nuclear bomb. There was never this kind of moment of stepping back and being like, oh, crap, this could be really bad.
Yeah.
So I think with this kind of technology, AI, it's that moment to do that. We've all seen Terminator, RoboCop, named a thousand other movies. You know what happens? It's never good for humanity.
Yeah, and there's been a rise in sort of, you know, fascism and autocratic governments and things that get a little scarier out there. And, you know, that's got everybody nervous. They've been meeting since 2013, almost 10 years, and talking about this. But I guess the AIs are getting smarter. The weapons are getting smarter at a much faster pace. And they're saying, look, we've got to do something about this. Of course, one of the things I would say is, if you're a rogue nation anyway and you got this power, just because you've signed some kind of
treaty, you're not going to listen.
Yeah, it's kind of a creepy thing that's on the... So generally, at the end of one of these things, I try to let you know, is it weird or is it wired? Can I just say scary
this
one?
It's not
weird or wired. It's just sort of scary. Unless we get all the stuff first and then it's wired. Hey, well, nobody messes with us. But it's just sort of it's creepy.
Let's take a page from our friends across the seas and realize that these kind of robots and technology should just be for teaching me how to kiss. For lovemaking.
Amen.
You're saying as long as these things are sex robots, you got no problem.
Boom, there
so
we go.
So if they send robots, if another country sends a bunch of robots into our country just to make love to you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Everybody seems
bro,
happy with
fist
that.
Fist bump with that.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
More clickbait coming in. The most nostalgic thing. Comes from your smells, your senses, things you remember as a kid, and they've released some of the ones that are their favorites, but it's missing one that brings me back.
Okay.
Specifically, every Tuesday here in the building, but here's a few good ones.
Okay.
Like I said, the strongest sense tied to memory is smell.
The olfactory glands.
Freshly cut grass is one. There's certain meals being cooked. There's crayons. Roses, flowers, sweets. Play-Doh is a good one.
Yeah, that one is.
Oh, wow.
The smell of school, I don't really understand that one. It could be a mother or a loved one's perfume. Pencil shavings are good, but they left off two of my favorite ones. One of them being leather. For some reason, the smell of leather reminds me...
Oh, of the sex clubs you used to visit.
I was going to say getting my ass whooped by my dad's belt.
Oh, okay.
I miss those days.
He always had leather wallets and stuff like that. And when he worked at the prison, the prisoners would always make stuff out of leather. So then I would get like, oh, cool, leather whatever is smuggled out of this gift. But no, the top smell that always brings me back to a kid for some reason... is the smell of gasoline.
Gasoline? I was getting gasoline.
Back in your huffing days.
back in my getting high off gasoline days. But it reminds me of when I was first old. Maybe even tie it in with that freshly cut grass thing where I was first old enough to mow the yard, to get out of the car. And was this something for y'all when your parents would let you pump gas? As a kid,
yeah, it made me feel like a grown up if I got to pump the gas. I had no idea that they were like, yeah, go right ahead.
Well, I hate doing this.
Yeah. Do you think the fact that it brings back so many memories and you love the smell of gasoline, you think that's why you like cocaine so much?
It does smell of a certain thing every now and then. Oh, boy. Yeah, talk about those nostalgic memories. Haven't smelled that in a long time.
Yeah, it is funny. I do have some of those olfactory, you know, memories as well. I'm trying. You know, you said school and you're like, whatever that. I'm remembering now.
Paper from books or notebooks?
I had to take my daughter recently. She was going to a new middle school, and I had to take her to complete her registration. And the registration was in the library. And when I got in there, there's this kind of weird smell of decaying books. I can't think of a better way to call them.
Yeah.
And the
overwhelming.
The minute I went in there, I was instantly back in like Ms. Freeman's class in third or fourth grade, whatever. I mean, it took me. it was weird. And then I did that thing where I was trying to explain to my daughter because I'm all excited about a memory. And she was like, yeah, whatever, old dude. Just shut up.
But it is so crazy just how smelling something. Like, you can get there listening to music, other things. Oh, yeah. But just the smell of something will rewind you back. There's something my dad used to call goblin's breath. I have no clue what it is. But it's usually in October in the autumn as, like, things are kind of turning into fall. It's almost like rotting leaves and humidity.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It always reminds me of like Halloween as a kid.
I love that smell right before like hot concrete rain, that mix, and that always reminds me of growing up down in the valley.
Yeah, yeah, when it's really hot outside, but then a storm blows in
and
the
then you had that weird kind of steam coming off the ground kind of thing, and that always that takes me back to being a kid in a hurry. You know what's a weird smell? Here, smell my finger real quick.
Oh, okay. What is it? This?
Yeah. You got any memories?
Of my fun times with just Matt and CJ.
Yeah, I'm glad that we could get a fart effect in there before the holidays. Well done, CJ.
Here's more from just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Christmas has come early for you, CJ, because the White House has just released more than 1,500 documents pertaining to the JFK assassination.
Oh, new stuff to basically say what everyone should already know is that Oswald did it.
I know that you're someone who gets very mad if anyone brings up the idea that there might have been a second shooter.
It doesn't make me mad. I just think there's overly compelling evidence, and I believe in Occam's razor, as my fiance calls it when I bring that into an argument. Occam's razor.
Well, the documents were originally supposed to be released in 2017, but the aliens requested that we wait a couple more years.
Okay.
And once they were checked out by the lizard people, they finally said we can put them out there. Another 10,000 JFK documents are set to be released in one more year.
Let's be real. It just took this long for everyone with their markers to go through and redact all the anything that would be good.
Maybe. They say they have to be further reviewed by security agencies. Plus, I think they have to take all 10,000 pages and turn them into NFTs so they can sell them on the market. Anyway, I know that that's one of the things that gets in your cockles in a jam, if you will. I love it when someone starts talking about it. Don't get defensive. I'm not making fun of you.
Theories, but I also love disproving them. I'm call me a skeptic, but I enjoy it. I like them. I watch Ancient Aliens on TV. I listen to Rogan's podcast for years, but it's also just a lot of BS for entertainment.
Sure. They say that look, I don't think there's going to be any new information in any of this stuff.
No, probably
if
not.
There was, they wouldn't be. I don't think they'd be dumping it and releasing it at Christmas time. I mean, you know what I mean?
Maybe that's the perfect time because then it doesn't get caught up in the news cycle. Everyone's at home worrying about other crap.
Like relatives coming over to visit.
And
which one of your passive aggressive parents is going to come over and go, still haven't fixed the hinges on that door?
Yeah.
you got one of those in your family?
A few.
Yeah. Anyway, should be golden. That's that.
Bye.
Bye. That's how we end it today. Bye.
See you next year, bitches. It's been fun. We love you.
Happy holidays. We are going to be converting some of these shows into best ofs the next couple of weeks. You'll hear little bits, pieces from us. But we'll be
in and out. So will Spinny. He'll be here every day.
Yeah, but we are going on a slightly different schedule here, the holiday schedule, if you will. But make sure you're tuning in here every single day. It's just Matt and CJ, 101X.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 101X.